That doesn't taste like s'mores at all. Robbed again. Well, it's raining again out here. That's a bummer. There was a bad accident, it sounds like. So I kind of waited off a little bit. Figured it would clear up. Either way, I was kind of rushing out the door, so I grabbed a Red Bull that's been sitting in my fridge since New Year's. And I might just crack that thing open first chance I get. No waiting, no tunnel. Tunnel drinks are great on mornings when I've had breakfast, so there's already something there. But when there's nothing there, well, something must be done. Is it the small Red Bull can? It's the 12-ounce can. That's the medium size, right? I forget. Is not the gigantic tall can. All right, it's too warm in here. Gotta deal with that. Thank you. saw some comments on the podcast I feel like are indicative of problem on the internet. I feel like we came out of that discussion, like, it's a fairly nuanced discussion of the Nintendo Switch, I think. Like, there's kind of a lot going on there, like, unpacking it and kind of dissecting what they're saying versus what they're showing and all that sort of stuff. I would say that I've got fairly mixed feelings about the whole thing. But the device is certainly not without merit. And I don't know, I think, you know, some of it over the years I've kind of, like, had to completely write off, like, comments on the podcast because there are too many people that, like, half listen to the show while doing three other things and just get angry about something that we didn't even say. Or take, like, a tone away from it that we didn't even have. Or certainly didn't intend to have. So you have to go like, well, I don't know what's going on with that person. You know, it's like maybe they don't... you know, maybe they don't have a strong grasp of the English language. I mean, you know, like it could be anything, right? Maybe they are dealing with a crying child while listening to the show and they only hear every fourth word. But yeah, got people are just like, I can't believe so negative. It's like, well, that's not... All right. You heard the wrong thing, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. At some point, like, the only feedback I can give to people on the show is, like, you should listen to it. But, like, actually listen to it, I guess. I don't know. And I think also, like, that, you know, like, what people think of as positive and negative on the internet has become so, so warped. By reaction videos and all this other stuff. I don't really spend a lot of time watching PewDiePie videos. That dude seems like he's doing his thing and whatever. And all that. But there was one he ran that made the rounds that was him talking about false positivity on YouTube. And how there was definitely, like, a lot of his early videos were him putting on this overly happy face and playing a shit game, but pretending that it's better than it is because that's what's gonna get people to watch the video. Yeah, PewDiePie certainly. He's had his share of videos lately, it sounds like. I only watched this one. And just kind of talked about how, like, that kind of just sucked and how he kind of just didn't really subscribe to that method anymore. I mean, obviously he doesn't have to. He's huge, so whatever. But yeah, you know, there's definitely, like, that whole attitude of, like, positive to a fault that you see with some people because, like, that's... Because they're not thinking about it like, hey, I'm giving my actual opinion. They're thinking about it like, I've got to make a video that people will watch because that's what my business is. And... Yeah, I think that... Like, stuff like that has definitely warped what people think of as positive and negative in when it comes to games, when it just comes to just, like, stuff online. And I think a lot of people fall into that trap. So I kind of guess I have to chalk some of it up to that, like, just, you know, like, this shit got broken at some point. And whatever, you know, I think it goes the other way, too. You know, I think you end up with people that, like, build their persona around being mad or hating stuff or whatever the fuck it is. And I think that stuff's just as bad. And you get, you know, like, people in those positions will kind of just, like... I think some of them, when criticized, will kind of hide behind this idea that they're just, like, there to entertain, and they're not there for their opinion, and you know, like, all this sort of stuff, and, like, I get that, but at some point, it, like, that just comes off as, like, a little irresponsible. Or not acknowledging that, like, words have weight, and not acknowledging that, like, a fan base built around a person, naturally that person will have an outsized impact on the opinions of the people following that person. You know, I certainly hear that about stuff that I say, so I, you know, I at least try to be mindful of that. I mean, you know, we still like to have fun, and I'm sure, you know, just like any group of friends getting together and talking, like, you know, we've certainly exaggerated one another's opinions for comedic effect and such, but at the same time, I don't know, I feel like we at least try to keep it in line, to some extent, or just, you know, I don't know, like, keep it honest, I guess. But, I don't know, it's interesting, you know, like, you know, we certainly get reactions, people are like, oh, they're so jaded, it's like, no, just having a discussion over here. Just talking about stuff the way we see it. I feel like it's been a slight increase in seeing, like, people coming to me or just, like, either just going, like, that want their mind made up for them. Or they're trying to, like, win an argument or something. It's always hard to tell. It's, you know, it's like having a Tumblr, like, you just, questions just come in. And you can always tell when someone is having a discussion somewhere else about a topic because I get, like, 4 questions in a row from different people about the same exact thing. And it's just like, fucking, what are you doing? What are you even doing? Or, like, they're not even asking, you know, they're asking to, like, prove a point and not to actually, like, come to an understanding about some stuff that they want to know more about or whatever, you know? Like, there was one question recently, someone was just like, just no bullshit. I just want to know, Vive or Rift? What is it? Don't worm your way out of this one. Just which one is it? It's like, that's not, like, what? It comes across like this fundamental misunderstanding of, like, what those devices are and the ups and downs of both of them and all that shit. And, like, to what end? Is it like am I solving some weird fanboy argument for someone somewhere? Honestly, I feel like the way that the VR headsets instantly became, like, another fucking fanboy battleground is one of the saddest things. Like, you know, everyone should have seen it coming. Like, maybe that's on me for not realizing that people are fucking idiots. We're all idiots. Me, everyone. But man... Like, what a waste of time. So I don't really use Reddit. I have a Reddit account. I don't really keep up with it. I don't really care too much about shit that's going on Reddit. But, like, when the VR headsets were coming out and there wasn't, like, a lot of it, you know, like, no one owned any of them and, you know, people weren't really talking about games coming out for either of them. And, you know, I was, like, trying to get a handle on some of this stuff. I was like, well, okay, like, there seem to be communities here in this Vive Reddit and in this Rift Reddit. I'll subscribe to these and see what people are talking about. And it's fucking terrible. It's like people in this Vive subreddit just posting about how much the fucking Rift is shitty and all this lawsuit stuff. Like, yeah! Like, just... what the fuck? Like, especially for an industry that is still so nascent and like, the last thing it needs is people tearing down half of it because they like the other half slightly better. Like, I can't even fucking... It's just sad. I would occasionally check in after we would post, like, a VR video, check in on, like, that stuff would get posted to Reddit, and you're like, oh, what are people saying? What are people who might not know who we are at all, what are they saying about this video? I'm curious. And then it just became like this, they're sicking VR, they're ruining VR, why, they're not playing, they're not doing it right. I'm like, all right. Hopeless. Whatever. Are you asking how much good internet content came out of something awful? Nothing. Probably nothing. I don't know. I was going to say there's one thing, but I... But yeah, no, I know. A lot of weird shit spun out of that message board. It's really crazy. What about stumble upon? That's a great question. Everyone, it's on the tip of everyone's lips. Stumble upon. What's going on with those guys? I'm Facebook friends with a guy who I went to high school with, and I haven't seen him in years and years and years. But we're Facebook friends, and I sometimes see his stuff come across, and he's like way into FARC. And it was weird because I was like, wait, surely FARC doesn't still exist. This is like, you just stayed in touch with people who also used to use that website, right? Like, nope, apparently that site still exists. Yeah, I mean, if we would all go back to the Usenet, like, honestly, that would probably be the best solution. I mean, Usenet still exists. We could just all install Usenet readers and IRC. I mean, you know, if you're going to use IRC at some point, you might as well just install Discord or Slack. Like, it's not. In fact, I am on a Discord with some people that I was on IRC with like 20 years ago. Because at some point, just leaving the client open, leaving an IRC client open, just seemed like a pointless waste of time. Was I ever in vid games? No, they were. They never seemed particularly welcoming to new people over there. It seemed very cliquish. The couple of times I went in there, it was just like, oh, all right, well. Okay, you guys are clearly not interested in having me in here, so, all right, later. It just had a real, I don't know, I thought it had a real bad vibe. Obviously know a lot of those people. And a lot of them are still working and that sort of stuff. So, obviously. But yeah, I remember hearing about, I forget how I even heard about it, but yeah, I remember going in there and I remember going in there and being treated very rudely. Like they were very much not into this. I want to say this was after we were all part of the same company. Like, a lot of those guys were working at Ziff and we had been bought, or maybe it was before we got bought or something, but I remember they were not interested in having some dude from GameSpot in there. And I was just like, all right, well, fuck off then, I guess, whatever. I was always more of an undernet guy anyway. But I don't know, at some point that chat room just became like this weird, like, path into getting hired to write about games. Or I guess some of them work in games as well, but... Well, this traffic's not as bad as it could be, but it still fucking sucks shit. Internet community is a weird thing. It can be extremely ephemeral, you know, that shit can just come and go at the drop of a hat. Because it's focused around, like, so frequently it gets focused around a specific topic or thing or whatever. Well, on some level, like, I get people that still subscribe to something like EverQuest or, you know, World of Warcraft to a certain extent. At some point, it's just like, well, this, I mean, this is where I talk to these specific people, and that's become just as much part of this experience as the game itself, so... So, whatever... Send you my PSO friend card and then. Because you seem like someone who doesn't steal items. shout out to my SOCOM 2 clan. I was in a group of people that played SOCOM together, but I fuck if I remember any of them. Other than the dude who was my roommate at the time. He and I played a whole lot of SOCOM. A whole lot of Planet Side, weirdly enough. But I feel like most competitive games, like, I never really, yeah, I mean, I, you know, and I usually wasn't typing anything to anyone at all. on the radio.
Channel 147 on Sirius XM. Ever since my parents signed up for the new Flex Pack from Dish, they've really let it go to their heads.
Play his fuck up.
Yeah, I know. So you're getting a little testy if you make credit card jokes. He's got to know that when you put $4,000 in the Barstool credit card, everyone else gets to make jokes. I have.
Hip-hop interlude. Drop us a line. Facebook.com/SiriusXM Backspin.
.com/Hip-Hop Nation and join the music meeting.
Let us know how you felt about that last song.
Fuck you, God.
About peace and unity and love, not one, but all of the above, coming together like keys on a piano.
Yeah.
Now I'm speaking to King, hitting with me as I'm missing, wishing to listen. I'm missing.
Yes, Prince Marky D. Trying to remember the name of the people in the Fat Boys. It was Prince Marky D. Buffy was the, he was the beatbox. And cool rock. Cool rock, I guess. Right? I mean, you just said it. You just said his name is Cool Rock. Also go by DJ Doc. Is that, I want to say that his name. I want to say they called him Buffy. Marky D, Cool Rocksky, and then
respect the architects. Uncut classic hip hop.
Buff Love.
I am Red Man in this bitch, and this is Backspin, baby. Let's get it. Get it.
Spinderella cut it up one time.
Also known as DJ Dr. Nice, among other aliases. Play some songs by the Fat Boys. Let's see what else they've got. What else? I mean, there's that Wipeout. There's the Twist.
Kurt, make the bass come out so clear. Please.
KB. Of course, this one, yeah.
With fresh peace and burst alive. Don't be shy, it's a hop and a Fat Boys. Pops to get ready for bed. We give it all the smacks. You guessed it, the Fat Boys are back.
Cool.
dancing to the eye, devastating to the ear. And if you've never seen him, you wonder where his beats come from, machine or man. He's also cutting up because he's incoming. He's cutting up.
I get it. Woo! Yeah. We made it to the tunnel and I hadn't opened this yet, so I guess this is just... Is that the only Fat Boy song on all of Apple Music? No, there's something here called The Best of the Fat Boys.
Listen to the spit sounds of the Disco 3. Ha ha!
Classic. What else? Jailhouse Rap. I don't know if I know this one. Got a shotgun and broke into a pizza place at midnight. Okay. Yep. That's a crime. I'm pretty sure that's a crime. To a Burger King, ate a ton of food, refused to pay for it. Again, it's a crime. I feel like a lot of rap songs about jail involve going to jail for either major crimes or crimes that the rappers did not commit. So this is refreshing in a way. Like, yeah, I don't know. I got really hungry and then committed a crime to solve the hunger problem.
But when I'm talking through, we're out
here. I'm in jail.
Party's out. Make scream and shout. When I'm very demanding, we're very outstanding.
We got something unique.
In the middle, he's standing
off the microphome.
He rocks and shocks.
Homeboy,
let's get on.
It's the human beatbox, 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 beatbox.
Stupid. Oh, the dolphin's stupid. In the 80s, that just, you know, it was really a lucky break for a lot of rappers that there were so many women out there named Judy who had a big booty. I mean, really, just it saved hip hop. It's like, oh, thank God I got something to rhyme about. Oh, God. These Fat Boy songs, I'm finding that a lot of these songs seem to be about food.
All you can eat. funky beat. We're gonna walk inside. And guess what's up? Put the food on my plate. Add some coke in my cup. Give me some chicken flakes and fries. Living past me and lettuce of a passing by. So keep shoveling onto my plate. Give me some sweet settle out the cake. Give me some hot macaroni and cheese.
Give me some awful pig.
Give me some bologna, salami and ham. Toast with butter and strawberry jam. I love the weather, the food.
Man, $3.99 for all you get. Man, that's. That sounds like a great buffet. Give somebody $4 and get chicken and hot dogs and all this other stuff. They're like, man, I would totally do that. Song is about food, and this song that appears to be a cover of Sex Machine. No, not a cover of Sex Machine.
Bitch!
That's twist. And they actually got Chubby Checker to come in and do, like, he was in the video for this, I think. Song was like getting a reasonable amount of play on MTV at the time. Was on the one Fat Boys album I bought. I bought a Fat Boys record at one point. And like they were on it dressed up like bikers. Like I want to say they were like on motorcycles, but they were wearing like leather jackets and shit. But like instead of like having studded leather jackets, like there were forks and spoons and shit coming off the jacket. Cause like food. Say that maybe the Fat Boys catalog has not aged well, but I'm not sure that it was ever. There are some songs that are classics, like All You Can Eat, Fat Boys Are Back, like, you know, there's a couple of early tracks that make a lot of sense in context of where hip-hop was at the time. But Yeah, some fucking shredding guitars. Some shredded chicken and
boy, back in effect. The Fat Boys East Town with me, Chief Rocko, rat, move, rock to my side. With the red, I'm in Hokey D. And I'm with DJ, the human being, hot. Yo, going out to the troopers, the troopers.
Ah! hard right here. This song is called Power Lord, which I...
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, crews, posses around the world, here to get ill on the brand new track, the... It's back!
Power Lord! This song's called Hardcore Reggae, so, you know, there we go. Here, I gotta go.
Right.
That's a fun noise to make. I gotta go. Have a terrific Wednesday. Do your Wednesday stuff. I.e. wiggle. I'll see you later.